Beginning the current daf, Masechta Sanhedrin of Yud Aleph, beginning with days, beginning with Masechta, beginning with the words of the Gemara, Mimatane de Zeisa, that he sent a letter to the people in the Galilee that it came time to take the Meiser from where they gather the olives. Now, says Tesa Mashik, Shisa Pesha Kunchis, this that I asked on Rashi, Besef Kira, Shabbos of Mzayim and Aleph, and the Masechta of Galila, but Maisiyayin over there in the Gemara, and the Ayin Chazim and Aleph, the first one was explicit over there that. Because it says Beglila Shanu over there, and Rashi explains that, oh, because they got a lead, they were poor, and therefore they didn't have linen garments, and they didn't have enough wine to do refuah. And Taisa asked him over here, and other places, that it actually sounds like that that they were wealthy. So how could you say that they were poor? Next, says Master begins with the Gemara, that Min Omre Shiblaya. So another one of the letters that Rambam sent was to the people in the south of Eretz Yisrael, it came time to separate Meiser from the wheat. So the other time, this is written in the Brisa of Perik Basu, the Ma'aser Sheni in the eighth Mishnah. Amr Bihuda. So B'rishoyin, in the beginning, Ha'yisholchad Eitz Balabatim Shebeninus, that they would send to the homeowners in the country, Mahoru Beiskinu Peresechem, go ahead quickly and prepare your produce Achlei Gia Shas Beer until it's, you know, until it comes time to get to liquidate. That's what they used to do. Achlei B'Kiva Limit, and they taught Kol Perish Lebo La'inas Ma'isches that. Any fruit that did not come yet to time of its meiser, so actually turn in a beer, it's potter from beer, from liquidation. So you have to understand why Rambam is saying that you have to separate meisers for beer from all the wheat. Sounds like that all of them have to be separated at a time, but every place it depends on the oinus of meisers. So that says Taisus Hachem Gleil Kain Mekiva Haya. Here's Rambam Gleil, who was before Mekiva, and he did it the way it used to be, as we said, that it was always even actually higia the shas beer. That they would say, go ahead and take care of it. Right, says Master Begin the words the Gemara Bosa Davru. That no, maybe he only said it after he was he was polite in that way because after they had taken him down from his Nasius, which Pierce Tyson explained meaning Bahoy Lechaver, because at that time he had a colleague. It wasn't just him, he had to Rabbi Nazari Shah Nasi Ima, who was a Nasi with him, as the Gemara says in Brachas of Chavchaz, Lekach Omed, that's actually why I said Ba'ampi Chavroi, because he actually had a colleague who had to share that with, and that's what he was referring to. Next time, Matthew begins with the Gemara, Edomah Ma'abrin, or maybe that it's referring to that's the Shaila. What did he mean? Al Tekufa, is it that the Smechen or the Tekufa that's Ma'abrin? So Pesach Bekunchi Rashi explains why would you think that the only thing you could do Ibr is because of Tekufa? Mishum Tekufa Dayraisa, because the concept of the season of the season of Tzukis, is biblical. Because that's what it says in Shema Islam Adalat Chag Asif. Tekufas Hashana, so it the Yom Tov Sukkos has a specific time, and that's a biblical concept. In contrast to the rest, maybe that would be the only criterion. So it's a question, difficult because the Aviv Namidai Raisa, Aviv that Pesach has to be in the spring is also biblical. Because like said the person Devarim Tezayin, Shamer Eschaydish Aviv, safeguard to make sure, and that's actually where one of the primary ideas of Ibriyah happens because Pesach has to be in the spring. And b'chem peres ha'ilin. So to the third idea, it says in Shmoyes Chav Gimel b'chagal katz b'kur ma'asecha that that's when the things have to ripen. So they're all deraisa. So rather than nira, it seems says Taisa the time of the kufa. The reason why we think it's specifically the reason of the seasons from the ef shalitzes. But that's something you cannot make an errand. Peres ha'ilin. But aviv avidu d'tobu. That's something that could there's margin for error. It's not clear exactly when it's going to be. In contrast to the kufa, which is something, it's a science. And therefore, I think maybe that's the one that's the critical one. Next, says Matthew, beginning with the Gemara, Im Abin Hashana El Bihuda. The Ibr Hashana is only done in Judea. So it says Vod Rabbi Kiva, the Ibr Hashana Ben Arda. He made the leap here in Arda, which is in Adabar Tzol, Beresh Perg Haisha Shalom in Yavam Stav Kovtezvav Meralf, because Ben Arda Machutz La'aretz is Adabar Tzol. So the Gemara, Shana Rabbi Kiva is different because Shaloh Hiniach. He didn't leave anyone as great as him in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, the meaning of Saif Brachas, actually the Gemara says explicitly in Brachas, so therefore that's why he was able to do it out of Eretz Yisrael, because that's where he was. And he was the greatest. But the Gemara says, they were going to do an Ibra Hashana in Asya. Now, the Asya Chutz La'aretz is out of it, so it can mukha b'cheskes abatim, and b'bastav nun v'amenav. Because the Amad, the Gemara says, but they call Shahara Kodesh Baruch L'maisha, whatever Hashem showed to Maisha is chayb b'maisha, is obligated maisha. L'mu'ute ar daskaya, Asya v'aspamya, which they're not part of Eretz Yisrael. So you see that Asya is not. And so it says, but ain't don't say, because they have the same quality as Rabbi Kiva, because they didn't leave Obin as great of them. The Harish Lakish can, because Harish Lakish, Karlu Rei Bakar, called them like a derogatory term of like, the shepherds of the cattle. So how were they able to do Ibar Hashana in Chatzlatz? Vishlam says, what you can say is the Ibar, the Hassan, there that it says Ibar, it doesn't mean they actually did it. That was just calculations. Like, the Ibar Gimel Shon Mizor Chazu, Rabbi Kiva, the Kaman, similar to like on Dafyud Beis, that Rabbi Kiva did the Ibar of the 3 years, one after the other, where he was just making the calculations in jail. But the Chazur Bez, the Miyashav Akav of Eretz Yisrael, but then subsequently the courts went and settled and did it actually in Eretz Yisrael. So it's a state you should know there, because the Hasam of that story was Shana Shavia, so it's actually a Shemit year. And Matanah come on, the Bryce says later on, the Imab Meshavia is you don't do the Ibra in the seventh year. So therefore, that's why it's not difficult. They didn't actually do it in Chazur. Moreover, so it says, V'ein Lema, don't say Rebbe Kiva, Chushban Ba'am of it. Benarda. Maybe say, what do you mean? No, there's no question from Bekiva. Maybe he didn't even do it. Maybe he just made also the calculation, like we said, regarding those two other Tamil Chacham. Eladad Rebbe Kiva, no, because Rebbe Kiva Shalei Nich Kamei say a Samchai that he didn't leave over anyone like him. But Rebbe Shimon ben Yerid Tzadik, Lai Samchu. But they didn't rely on Bahad Avil Cheshbon, and they made their own Cheshbon. So it says, no, you can't say that it's because of the Cheshbon. Because the brachas, the gemara brachas of some gilim rav mashman sounds like ma'ubde de chananya, the kviyas mamish of it. That literally, because he was saying, "Well, am I not like Rabbi Kiva?" And I mean, to say, obviously, it was regarding that an actual ibur was done, because otherwise they wouldn't have been so upset at him. So don't say that Rabbi Kiva was also just a chesed. Now, Rishami, I mean, behedyan, Rishami explicitly says, "Ksheinu chen la'abra oisa beretz Yisrael." When you cannot do the ibur in Eretz Yisrael, ma'abin oisa b'chutz la'aretz, you do the ibur in chutz la'aretz. As we find, Yirmi Yecheskel Baruch ben Neriya. Ibru b'chutzlarts, they did it. They did the Ibru in chutzlarts. V'had the ma'isi ubdo the Chananya, and then they bring the story of Chananya. Now, v'kosh k'tzas, it's a little bit difficult. The brachas, the Gemara brachas over there, Nafkelon learns this halacha up and dechsev that it has to be neretzol ki mitzien teitz tzer b'goymer as it comes out from tzien. V'halacha ma'isi m'leshech n'tidushu. From here, it's learned out from the shech n'tidushu, which the shechin is, which Yehud is. So it's just difficult. Where do we actually learn this out? Like the different maskal teitz is the ema ab nashana. Ela b'Yehuda, which, but the Evid, yeah, it sounds like if there's no other option you could do in Chutzlart, but this Ikar Lacha is difficult. Where do we actually learn this out from?